Hey everybody, it is a Wednesday. It is a wonderful Wednesday in my world, and I had to come on because I wanted to talk to y'all about blaming yourself for where you are. And the first thing you have to do is, if you want something so badly in your life, here's what you need to do. First off, you need to stop blaming everybody else that surrounds you about what's going on in your life. And you must put forth the effort to believe in oneself. To, you know, bad things are going to happen. It's just how you deal with it. It's how you manifest what's going to happen next. It's if you're thinking negative, negative things are going to happen. But if you put forth a positive energy into this world, and you put forth something that nobody else has, like a smile on your face, and go out into this world and share with people your enthusiasm, everything is going to start to change for you. I was thinking about years ago, and I was thinking about how I myself was in such a terrible funk. I was just funked out. I had no job. I was like in a huge depression. And instead of going forward and looking at the positive side of it, instead what I did was I became self-absorbed in pity. And I was having a major pity party for myself and felt like, you know what? Everybody else should enjoy this pity party with me. I blamed everybody. I blamed like people interviewing me, and that was the reason why I couldn't get a job. And I blamed, oh my gosh, you know, maybe it wasn't the right time of day, or anything and everything that I believed within myself. I believed it wasn't my fault. And then I started taking a serious look at what was really going on. And I discovered that, number one, I was my own worst advocate. I was not being positive about myself. I was not positive in my situation. And I was always blaming others instead of myself for where I was. And if any of you have ever been there, been like this, I mean, let's chat about it. Let's get real. I mean, I myself, I'm telling you, I was in the corporate world for years. And all I felt like, I was a damn number. I was just a number. I was nothing but a number. And I spent many of my holidays all by myself working for the corporation, because guess what? That's what you did. You just got up and you worked for the corporation, and you never got to see your family during the holidays, and you just never had that fun time with family and with friends. And what I realized was, number one, I am so much better than that, that was not going to stop me, that this corporation thing, this big corporation, was not going to be the ruler of me anymore. So I quit my job. I quit my job. I quit the corporate world life, and I was living off of money that I had saved, and I felt like, come at the end of December, I mean, I had left in November, and December things were getting a little rough. January things were getting really rough, and I was feeling like I was at my wit's end as to where I needed to be. And I was in a funk. I was in a total funk. I was like depressed. I was blaming everybody for my issue, which was me not getting out there and putting my best foot forward. I was doing everything to sabotage myself versus help myself. So I talked to one of my good friends, and her and I did some clearing. And clearing meaning, you know, I am worthy of everything around me, and self-talk, self-positive talk, and getting rid of all the negative junk inside of you, and doing some deep cleansing breaths, and doing some yoga movements, and getting my body moving again, versus being stagnant and stale. And I discovered that, guess what? I was so worthy of anything and everything in my world. And with some self-uplifting talk, and with some positive mentorship, I went forth and I got a great job. I was working in my own business, but I wasn't working my business the way that I felt like I needed to. I wasn't sharing my love of it. I wasn't sharing my true feelings for it. And once I started doing that, then everything started to change. My self-talk was, you know what, Darlene, you are great today. You know what? I'm going to have a great day today, not a bad day. And once you start going forward in your life and you start seeing this self-worth and you start talking positive about your future and making a vision board and seeing things different, then everything is going to change for you. Everything. Stop hanging around the people that are putting you down. Stop hanging around those that don't want to go for that walk with you. Go for that walk alone. Go forward. Be the leader. Allow yourself to do things without permission of others. So what if they don't want to go for that walk? So what if they don't want to climb the mountain with you? You know what? You're worthy of climbing that mountain all by yourself. And I so believe that you can do it. All you need is the confidence within you to go forward. So on this journey that I was on, I discovered that if I went it alone and if I believed in myself and if I talked positive about where I was going, that you know what? Things were going to change. But they were going to change so much that my life would never, ever, ever be the same. And that's exactly what happened. And I'm going to tell you a little story about this change. First off, I was working my own private business and I was learning so much more about the people around me, which allowed me to grow. I was putting forth their needs. My needs were always there, but I was trying to help them too. And by helping them, it gave me a sense of accomplishment. And that's what I needed. It gave me that boost to put a smile on my face. It gave me that boost to go out and conquer a new job and go in and knock the socks off of a wonderful position that I was offered. And then accepting it. And then getting some amazing people that surrounded me that always believed in me. And then as soon as that started happening, I have to tell you, that other things started happening, like out of nowhere. Like I would get these cards from people. And one day I got a check in the mail and I was not even expecting it. And it just made things so much easier because I was stressing out. I was stressing out. I didn't know where to go. I didn't know what to do. All I knew is I had to change it. And the only person that could change it was me because it was nobody else's business to change. It was my own self. So self-worth, self-righteous, self-positive, motivational talk is how I got through the funk. And to this day, I so believe that in each one of you, that if you're in that funk and if you're not feeling it and if things are not going great for you, that you have the ability to change your life. You have the ability to change your mindset. You have the ability to look at things so differently than what they are. And you have the ability to change who you hang with. It's all in your mindset. It's all in what you want. I thank you so much for tuning in today to my little podcast. I hope that it uplifts and it empowers you and it gives you the strength to go forward and to change your life, to change your mindset. Have a great day. Bye, y'all.